Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's Spencer Davis Group bringing us back from the Wayback Machine, one of the greatest rock and roll songs of all time. And the lead singer is, now I've lost his name. Anyway, welcome back. 17 till the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. And I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and ageofthecustomer.com. Rick Matheson is our guest and our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, Chief Creative Officer at iMatheson, and the author of On Demand Brand. And we're talking about some trends, some branding trends that you need to know about. You know, Rick, one of the things that I keep trying to tell people is that the day of being competitive as the prime directive of your company is over. Because long before people know whether you're competitive or not, they've ruled you in or out based on whether you were relevant to them. And if you don't take advantage of some things, let me tell you a real quick story. This weekend, we wanted a pizza. We were going to order it from a newer local pizza store. We were going to order it and go get it and take it on a picnic. Their website was so bad, we couldn't even read the menu. I called them and I said, "Do you realize we can't read the menu?" They said, "Yeah, we need to try to get that fixed." Guess what we did? We ordered it from a pizza company we'd done business with before who was farther away, had them deliver it to the parking lot in front of that pizza store. didn't do it out of meanness. That was just a convenient place. But we actually had a pizza delivered, and all because these people didn't do one simple thing, which was to have a readable menu.
Right.
I wasn't even going to require them to have an e-commerce site where I push a button and the pizza pops out, right? I mean, I was going to tell them on the phone, "Here, this is what I want." I couldn't tell. So what I'm getting at is, I don't know whether their pizza was cheaper than the other guys. I don't even know if it was better, but it was irrelevant to me.
Right.
Long before they were competitive, they were irrelevant to me.
Right.
And this is happening all the time, isn't it?
Yes, it really is. You have to be relevant. You're ordering the pizza and having it delivered in front of them is just, you know, sort of the perfect segue for the second trend that is really starting to take off. Now, Jim, you know, I deal mostly in the world of big brands, but this is starting to work itself into that SMB world. And it's called prankvertising or stuntvertising.
Say it again.
Prankvertising. So pulling prankvertising.
Advertising, prankvertising. I love it.
Yes. It's been called, you know, everything from the second
have
coming
you, have
to...
Have you registered this, Rick? Do you own this?
No.
You should.
No. It's a thing. So, okay. No. People actually use that description.
Right.
It's also called stuntvertising. Right. It's been called everything from the second coming of advertising to the worst thing to ever happen to advertising. But it is something that your audience should pay attention to. And what it is it's really ads or just videos that play pranks on unsuspecting customers to drive home your value proposition.
Hmm.
Now, it sounds mean, and it sometimes can be a little mean. Tic Tac once did this stunt in a town square where this mob of actors started, and this digital sign in this town square where everyone, these actors, made an unsuspecting passerby believe that she had astonishingly bad breath.
Oh, no.
Before the digital sign showed the person on the video.
Oh, no.
"Please, for the love of Pete, take a Tic Tac." It was hilarious. Now, you know, the person, clearly they can't use the video without a release. The person did get a kick out of it, and it was a lot of fun. It can also be done in the vein of positive prankvertising.
Mm-hmm.
That's really what I can see small town or small businesses using to great effect.
What would that look like?
So I'll give you a good example. Chevy did one a couple months ago where they just had Kelly Clarkson, well, excuse me, this is large brand first, and then I'll tell you about how it can be done at the local level. Chevy had Kelly Clarkson just appear randomly.
Right, the singer.
In weird locations. The singer, and she would just perform for folks out of nowhere just as a way to, it was called their best day ever promotion. But here's how a local company can get involved. And it's sort of an example that started with a big brand, went local, but we'll talk about how it can be conveyed. Honda did this promotion with a local dealer. Mm-hmm. So there was a wedding, and the bride-to-be's family just happened to own a lot of Hondas, and the bridegroom suffered from sort of a arthritis in his knees. And so her family asked the dealership for three CRVs, that sort of mini SUV vehicle, to help with wedding festivities. Well, the couple got a lot more than they expected. They're coming out of the church, and this army of CRVs comes rolling in. And the dealer comes out and gives them $2,000 for their gift registry. The dealer had brought in the band that the couple listened to on their first date.
Oh, my goodness.
The local dance troupe came to perform.
Holy mackerel.
Well, what my favorite part was, they hand them these iPads, and there's video of family, they were from Ireland, of family in Ireland who couldn't make the wedding.
My goodness.
Well, they secretly flew the family members in, who came rolling out of the CRVs just at the
right
moment.
This is crazy. That's an expensive prank.
Yes, that one was expensive. But
I'm not going to do that for my customers. That's a little over the top. That's more than a case of wine.
Right. But here's where the local angle is. Obviously, you can't pull something
like
that to
quickly. Quickly.
But if you do a nice thing for somebody, capture it on a video, post it online, and make it shareable, make it
with their
heartwarming
permission.
And fun.
With their permission.
And then share it with the local newscast, your radio stations, or whatnot. It'll take off on Facebook and other social platforms and do a lot more
people
than
like
buying
it,
media.
Don't forget to get permission.
Exactly. You have to get releases still.
Yeah, and don't be surprised if it backfires. It could backfire, right? And full disclosure, you got to be careful about that. All right, stand by here. We're going to come right back with Rick Matheson. One more.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.